We're here with Gary Forrest, Shildon manager, after just taking Shildon to the Durham Challenge Cup final. Congratulations, Gary.
Thanks, Archie.
What's your views on tonight's game?
I thought the first half was a typical semi-final. I thought nobody's wanted to make any mistakes. We're playing a lot of long balls, to be honest with you. And they've scored a goal, potentially against a run of play. I thought we had two or three good chances before that. We haven't defended it very well at the back post. I think we switched off. But then their keeper's made a mistake, and Ben's finished it superbly, to be honest with you. It's the sort of thing Ben Wood does week in, week out, and there's nobody better in the league at doing it. And then the second half, we told them at half-time just to settle and relax a little bit, and, you know, the quality will show through. After a sluggish sort of first 10 minutes of the second half, I thought after that, we started to get the ball down a little bit better. We started to pass it better. We started getting in behind them a little bit more. They got tired, to be honest with you. We hit the post, hit the crossbar, and then Daz Richardson's great header. I didn't actually think it had gone in. I thought it hit the inside of the post and come out. We just had one hit the inside of the post and come out. So I thought the same thing had happened, to be honest with you. So the linesman's give it, so thankful to the linesman for that. Yeah. And then I don't know what Hudson's doing for the third one, to be honest with you. It's probably the best cross of the season.
No, it was a nice love to get the finish, and especially at that point we'd also gone down to 10 men, so it was a bit of backs to the wall. I think it's about the fourth time that's happened to us in the last five games.
Fourth time in five games, yeah. To be honest with you, I think that if you look at them, because it's easy to people go, oh no, it's Yulin down to 10 men again, it's four times in five games. But if you think about it, Lee Scroggins didn't deserve to get sent off against Spennymoor. Even the Spennymoor people were saying that. I thought, that's correct, yes, he deserved to get sent off against Celtic Nation. It was only because he was last man. I don't think that Sam Garvey's was, you'll see 10 of them in a normal Northern Leagues game. Personally, I think they are sending off offences, but just nine of them won't be sent off. Today he got sent off. And it's just, I said to the referee, I said, listen, fair dues, I think, you know, I'd like to see them all, anybody who goes in 2 foot, I'd like to see them all sent off. But you just don't get any consistency with it. But yeah, I just thought that we're used to it. We know how to play it. We know we get two banks of four, and we hit them on the break, you know, I wasn't fazed when we went down to 10 men.
Yeah.
And I knew Hudson would come up with a wonder cross at some stage.
So that's us into the final, and it's the first final since 2007, I think. So what's your thoughts about that? We're obviously playing Spennymoor in that game.
Yeah, I think it'll be a great game. I think there's two very good teams. A good thing about it would be great support, because Spennymoor bring a lot of supporters and we take a lot of away support. So I think the support's going to be great, which will make for the occasion. It's a fantastic pitch down there, so both teams can get on the ball and pass it. I think it would be a great final, to be honest with you. Yeah. You know, if I was neutral, it's the final I'd be wanting to watch.